Utah promotes itself as having the greatest snow on earth, but spending too much time on those slopes could land you in front of a dermatologist.
In those days, it was how tan could you get? And I remember people putting a tincture of iodine in baby oil and laying out in the sun to try to enhance their tans. And that's the environment that we grew up in. Tans were, you know, proved that you were healthy and virile and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's comes 180 degrees since then.
See, it's those raccoon eyes I was telling you about in high school. That's Dan, by the way, a ski patroller at Deer Valley. He had his own skin cancer scare a decade ago. Today, skin cancer experts from the Huntsman Cancer Institute and the University of Utah visited Deer Valley. It's actually the sixth year that they've done their field work, providing free melanoma screening for ski lift operators, patrollers, and even office staff.
Well, a lot of people don't think about, you know, in the dead of winter in December, you can still get a very good amount of UV exposure at a ski area because of the reflection off the snow and the high elevation. So even in wintertime, you want to be careful about preventative measures, sunscreen on your exposed areas, so head and neck, or, you know, a facial mask of some kind to cover up.
That's Chris Hull, the associate professor of dermatology at the U of U. He says many who work on the mountain are at greater risk for skin cancer because of the elevation, the amount of time outside, and the reflectivity of the snow.
It's certainly going to vary based on your risk factors, so family history, skin type, sun exposure history. But, you know, this is Utah, and we have very, very high rates of skin cancer, and unfortunately melanoma incidence is continuing to go up at rates that are very alarming and much faster than we want them to be. So we need to implement programs like this that are preventative, proactive, get the message out so that hopefully we can start to slow that rate of rise and make it go down.
Everybody needs somebody in their life like my wife to wag her finger at you and tell you you need to put your sunscreen on before you hit the slopes. Hundreds of people have received screenings through this program, like the ones today. Hull says those with concerning spots are referred to their primary care doctor or their dermatologist for a more complete exam.